got Danny Miner, the crime solver in the building.
I just watched what you were looking at. I was just looking at our YouTube. I swear to God.
Yeah, I just heard about it.
I just heard about it too. It's so funny. It's crazy.
I'm trying to find. Okay, I found r/weather.
What the hell is this? Ape water.
That's our partner. Our water. That's for you.
Could I have this?
Yeah, it's yours. It's good.
It's just water?
Yeah, it's just water. We love it. Ape Water is our water partner / sponsor of the show. They take great care of us.
Are you serious? Yeah. I never even heard of this stuff.
It's so good.
It's good.
Really, really good.
Crack
really
it up. I mean, if you're thirsty.
Yeah, I just got this, but I'll take it home. Definitely.
I'll drink it at home, and I'm like, how was it? Hey, man, it's been sitting in the back.
I loved it.
Hey, yo, it's been in the back.
No, I'll definitely drink it. I will. I just filled this up. What's that? Yeah, but it's so funny. What is that thing in the ocean?
I don't know. I'm looking it up, and it's... If it just vanished, it was an error, most likely, is what it said. Because it's Atlantis rising, according to this next comment. But I heard we just got a super chat.
We did.
What's that?
Super. So on YouTube, like on TikTok Live, they can donate. So that's the equivalent of a donation.
Okay.
So, Lori, said, "Hey Austin, hey Franny, I love the show. I hope I can get some swag." Absolutely. Let's see.
Let's do it.
Let's see what we can get you. We're gonna spin the wheel here. We're gonna have it right up there. Here's some of the things you can win.
Some t-shirts, swag, coasters, puffy slippers. Oh, another puffy slipper.
Oh, puffy slippers.
Wow, those are popular tonight.
Hey. Kyla said no limit on how many we're giving away. Take advantage of it. Those are going to go to you, so I need you to email us at bj@stickypawstudios.com with your name and your address, and I will get those to you hopefully by the end of this upcoming week. But thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. And that was our first Super Chat.
Yeah, $5 too.
Yes, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Mari, for posting the Discord. We do have a Discord channel you can join and join the conversation. Oh my God, my aunt donated $10. Rhonda, thank you so much. Rhonda, what do you... Hey, we're spinning the wheel again.
Rhonda, what do you want? What are you going to get? Is it going to be puffy slippers?
Puffy slippers!
Again, okay. Is there like a glitch or something?
Oh,
what's going on
God.
Here?
Oh my God. All right, Rhonda, you're getting puffy slippers too. Should we remove it?
That's cool, though.
No, I don't think we should remove it, but like.
She gave us no limit. Kyla, I know you're watching this. Hey. And if you don't get selected for puffy slippers, you can use the code BIZARRE24, I think, for the rest of this weekend to get 50% off your entire order.
Here,
50%.
Can you roll it again just to see if it'll mix it up? Because I don't believe it.
T-shirt!
Okay.
It's just because there's two of them and it's such a small radius. That's Yay, cool. T-shirt.
That's a good idea. You're giving me good ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good idea.
And you know what? I got this idea from the Boxing Voice. So shout out to them for that.
Yeah. I'm going
to
do it. That's good. Good idea.
And my other aunt donated $10.
Go ahead. Give her a spin.
We're giving
let's
Summer
get her
a spin.
Shirt this time.
All right.
Let's get her. Danny said it. Let's get her a shirt this time.
Let's go.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Oh, the coaster.
Summer.
Oh, nice.
Summer. So you won these. So Franny is he works with a water jet. He made these.
You did?
Yeah. So we have one. So there's aliens, there's Bigfoot.
Oh, for coasters, these are nice.
There's Loch Ness, and then there's Mothman.
That's the best.
That
Are you into this too?
Oh, yeah. Right. He's our producer, man. He's our producer. He's the one who comes up with all these video ideas.
Here, lay him out on the table. I can see him on this camera.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can split him up.
They're awesome, man.
Yeah. Let's look at the. Look how nice these are. Franny,
they are nice.
Franny put a lot of effort into these. If you are interested in these as well, you can pre-order them at our Cash App for $30, and it's for a set of four.
Oh, that's worth it.
They're
nice. Yeah,
they're very nice. They're what is it? Aluminum?
Yeah, they're
oh my like God.
We have Michaela oh my God.
Franny, what do you want to spin the wheel?
Yeah, spin the wheel. I want some puffy slippers, bro.
Oh my God. All
right, Franny, for $1.99. Let's see what you get.
Come on, puppies.
T-shirt!
He gets a t-shirt. He gets this t-shirt I'm wearing right now.
Oh, yeah. Stinky one.
The stinky one. And now we have Michaela. Thank you so much for the $3.99. That's our friend, right?
That's our friend.
So I was making sure. I know Michaela. Michaela's a great person. All right, Michaela, let's see what you get. Let's see what you win.
Is anyone keeping track of this?
They're gonna
Puffy slippers. Yes, Michaela, we're all gonna have puffy slippers.
We are. We're all gonna roll up with these. These are nice. They're very comfortable. I've been wearing them all day.
They look nice.
They're nice. These are the puffy screamers.
Kyla's going to think you rigged it.
Watch the live. You gave me no limit. That's how great of a sponsor you are. I said, hey, I don't want to. And she was like, I just want brand recognition. And I was like, hey, asking ye showers. Actually, everybody give me your addresses.
Damn.
Oh, man. Oh, we got Diamond G with a super chat. This is going to be the
one. This is going to be the one.
Diamond, we're going to get to you. I promise. I want to get to our guests, though. We got Danny Meyer in the building. The crime solver blowing up on TikTok and blowing up in some other, I won't say what, but you and I had a shared experience that really worked out well for you.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see what's going to happen. But what do you got going on in the works of the crime solver, Danny Meyer?
I'm trying to blow up on other social medias now.
I did give you homework. Did you do your homework?
Yes. I did TikTok and I blew up on that, but you know, I was having trouble on Instagram, you know, but now I think I got to figure it out. I finally had a video go to 24,000 on Instagram.
Congratulations.
You know, 24,000 on my TikTok is like a failed attempt. But on Instagram, to me, it's like, it was awesome. It's like I won the World Series because I finally hit a video on Instagram. Now, YouTube, finally, I just started concentrating on YouTube maybe 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago.
Because I gave him homework. He came in here and I told him, I need you to be on YouTube.
I have one video at 13,000.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. For YouTube. Shorts.
Dude, that's even crazier.
Because
I cap out at like
my longs, I can't get anything. I don't know what the hell's with. I must not be doing something right. I put a long video, I get like one view.
It happens. Don't know what. It's a long game with YouTube. It's a long game.
Okay.
I have videos that I put out before this channel was rebranded, and they're still getting hits now. It got up to like 10K, but it happened like a year after I made the video.
Wow.
So it happens. It happens like that.
Last month was my best month on TikTok. I had 4 videos go over 1 million.
Damn.
And what were you? And for those who don't know, what were you talking about? Because we're kind of in the same niche with that.
Right. I'm just talking about crimes that happen. And you know what I do? I try to find... I changed my TikTok. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I just don't sit here and say, guess what happened in Chicago? Blah, 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 blah. The shooting happened. They arrested him. The bond's $40 million, right? I don't do that anymore. I kind of make it comedy. You know what I mean? If you saw my TikToks. And I noticed one thing. Give some hints out to social media people that want to be content creators. I notice if I'm closer to the camera, like I'm right in somebody's face, my videos go longer.
Because it feels like you're holding it.
Mm-hmm. Like
it's
right
not a,
up here.
It's not a hello. Thank you for watching Bizarre Junkies.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you something else. My videos go when I'm standing for some reason. So if I'm standing talking, my videos are better. If I'm just sitting like this, for some reason they like when I stand and I'm moving my hands. You got to get them in the first 5 seconds or they're not going to watch your video. Even quicker, your first second, you got to get them.
Nope.
You know what I did? I'm going to give more hints out.
Let's give them.
Okay. My biggest hint is I tell my story. I used to say, wait till you see this video, blah, blah, blah. And I explained the video and I'd get them to watch because they were waiting to the end to watch the video.
Yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
Now, TikTok takes them videos down. They don't pay you for them. If you show a video, TikTok comes back and says, yep, this is an original content.
Yeah, see, I get that all the time.
Yeah, this is an original content. We're not paying you for it. So I thought to myself, Jesus, what the hell am I going to do now? So I reinvented it. You know what I do? I tell the punchline right off. The punchline's the first thing I say. This teacher molested this kid. I start out with the punchline right off, and people are like, what? The teacher molested the kid? And then I tell the story.
I gotta listen to this minute and a half video.
Right. Yeah, that, sure. So that's what I do. I mean, I give the punchline right off.
Hey, man. We got to start doing that.
And honest to God, it works. Because they're like, they hear what the end is, and they want to hear what caused the end. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I give the end in the beginning. And then I tell the story. And it works because the end gets them their attention. You can't guarantee they'll hear the end and watch it to the end. So I give the end in the beginning. It works. I'm telling you, it works. I had 4 videos go over 1 million last month. It works.
I'm going to have
crazy.
To hire him to be social media.
And I had one. Yeah. The one was 2 million. The one went to 2 million. So, I mean, it's crazy.
Austin, I want you to make a Danny Meyer style video.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be like,
do it.
The chupacabra unalive, these 6 goats, and they were all from an underprivileged school. What does that have to do with? And then I get into it. We got to start spinning some of these. So we had Diamond G. We also had Mama Travis. Mama
Fletcher. My mom is watching this
thing. $9.99 super chat. So we're going to get to Diamond first. Puffies, people want the Puffies, okay? They want the puppies.
They're popular, bro.
They're popular. They're very nice. Diamond, you got the puppies.
I got the puppies.
You got the puppies.
Okay, what is going on here? I feel like you need to mix it up or something.
I feel like I try to do that, and it's still like because
so
of
anybody
how many
that are, donates, you give them a spin.
I do for tonight for the 24 hours.
Okay, I was gonna say that get cut a little costly.
No.
Not if they keep on sending them puppy slippers.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Diamond, so for anybody who wins the puffy slippers, you need to email us at bj@stickypawstudios.com with your name and your address so we can get those shipped out to you.
Do they just get any puffy slipper or do they get to choose their puffy slipper?
I think it's the Screamers.
Oh, the ones yours?
Yes. I think because they're trying to come back in season. Because they're the ones that are always on the bizarre set.
I love that.
So if you want the other ones, though, you can get 50% off of those with code BIZARRE24 at checkout. All right. So, Diamond, congrats. I'm like, Mari said I'm the Oprah of slipper giving right now.
You get a slipper.
my cousin, he's excited for the puffy slippers. That makes me feel really nice that Liam's going to get some. All right. Mama Flesher.
I think they've been watching the 24-hour stream like on the TV downstairs the whole day.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're still in Vegas right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's spring break, I found out, in San Diego.
All right.
So they've been watching.
I mean, this has been a really interesting 24 hour. Thanks, everyone.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
I love you, Mom.
Yes, I love you, Mom.
Thanks for inviting me.
I love you, Christina.
Yes, Danny, of course. Why would we not have you on here? All right, we're going to spin the wheel for Miss Mama Flesher.
All right, what are you going to get? I hope we get a coaster. My dad's going to love that.
That would be cool.
Again!
Puffies!
Wait!
Oh, it's still puffy slippers.
You guys, she wanted them too, so you get puffy slippers as well. Travis, give me your mom's address.
55.
not right now. All right. Danny, we're going to watch some creepy videos. You up
let's
for that?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's
all right,
do it.
Let's watch a few creepy videos, and then I have a little game for you.
All right.
All right. So this next one says some of the most famous UFO cases. Which of these do we know about? So let's point out, like, which one. Damn, he put a timer up on me? Damn.
I misclicked. Better hurry up.
You showing a vid?
Yep, it's going to be popping up here right now. Okay, so this one's, I'm going to turn the music off. So this one says UFO Sightings Encounters Part 2, the Sandown Clown, 1973.
Don't know this
I don't
one.
Know that one.
Yeah,
you guys don't know it?
No, never heard of this one.
That's a cool one. So these kids saw a UFO land. And then literally a clown like that, like you can see on the drawings up there, comes out like that. But they said that his outfit felt like it was made out of
I have heard of this
hard
one.
Materials.
Yeah.
And I forget the advice that he gave them, but he told me, he's like, I'm here to spread this message. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up with the other one. I think I'm getting it mixed up.
But I do remember hearing about like, this clown walked out of the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story.
All right, let's see what the next one is. Lonnie Zamora incident, 1964.
Yes.
You've heard of that one?
Yep.
The Lonnie Zamora.
He was a cop.
He watched it land
and everything, yes.
Oh.
And they got there right away. They found prints of the craft that landed. Like, there was evidence left behind.
Wow.
He was a cop on duty in the daytime, saw this thing land.
In the daytime?
In the daytime. And yeah, honest to God, yep.
All right, let's see what the next one is. I haven't heard of that one, but I'm going to look up these ones now.
Yeah.
Phoenix Lights, I've heard of that one.
Yes.
Actually, I think that was before we were born, Travis, funny enough.
I was a little 4-year old.
Yeah.
What year?
So I think it was like a few months. So I was born in 97.
Nice. You guys weren't born in 97.
I was born.
When were you born? 94?
Yeah, 94.
98.
68.
Oh,
damn.
I wasn't going to do that to you, but you can. All right, let's see what the next one is. Aerial school UFO. Is this the one in Africa?
That's the one where he gave him a message.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. I watched that.
1994.
Yeah. They all gave the same exact description and everything.
Aurora, Texas UFO incident. Yes. 1897.
It hit. They actually buried the alien.
What?
They buried the alien. I swear to God. I believe it hit. Oh my God. What do you call it? A windmill. It hit a windmill, crashed in Texas, and then they buried the alien. They have a grave for the alien there.
Yo.
I'm not kidding you.
We got to go find
you. You got to look that one up. I'm telling you. Okay.
Get the black hoodies out.
Get the shiesties out. Get the shiesties out. We going.
Yep. That was a UFO crash.
All right. The next one, Flatwoods Monster. Is that an alien or is that a...
I thought that was a cryptid.
Yeah, it's like a cryptid, but I think it's kind of like the fine line.
It's in Virginia.
Yeah. Okay. West Virginia because
there's
it's in
so
Fallout 76.
In Virginia.
There's a lot of creepy ones. All right. Falcon Lake incident.
I heard that one.
I haven't heard of this one.
Yeah, I believe this is the two guys that were fishing, no? That were abducted fishing? No? I think that's the lake when they were fishing.
Oh, okay.
All right. Nice.
Let's see. And they were abducted fishing.
Sure, they were. Travis, this is one we talked about on the show. Travis Walton incident.
This one's a good.
Yeah,
one.
This one was crazy.
I totally believe this one.
Oh, for sure.
I just saw an episode of you know what's funny is I saw the episode of Ghost Adventures that Jay told us about where he's like, yeah, this guy said he killed the gray aliens with his samurai sword. Vanessa and I watched it. And she was like, what the fuck is this guy saying? But they had Travis Walton on the show.
On the show.
And that was crazy. Like, the didn't stutter, didn't miss a beat. And was like, this is what I experienced. You're like, that man probably actually experienced everything he says.
And it was witnessed by people.
Yeah, he had coworkers that saw him.
Yes, it was crazy. And he shows up 3-4 days later. It was just insane. I believe that.
Yeah, you know what?
Why don't we go up there?
Because it's in Arizona, right?
Yeah, we can go there. It's probably like a 5-hour drive.
And then we do a paranormal investigation at that ranch?
Dude.
How about we go right where he was abducted?
Oh, dude.
I'm into that. I'm in. If you guys do that,
Then we get Big Mama to drive us there.
Hell yeah. We need to go to every paranormal or every story location and just do a paranormal investigation.
Yeah, because paranormal doesn't necessarily mean deceased people. It can mean different dimensions.
Yes.
Yeah. Stuff like that. So we could definitely go.
Which
and
I believe that's what this is.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's I don't know. It's like a weird convoluted thing, but it's I've experienced stuff. I've legitimately experienced things now to where I'm there's no denying it for me of the paranormal.
Agreed.
I saw my first technical UFO about 3 months ago.
Dan, okay. What? No. All right. To hell with this video. Okay, you can't just leave us like that.
I think it was a UFO. I don't know. Do you remember the Phoenix Lights?
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I was at Lake Mead fishing, right?
Okay.
As you usually are. I tried to get you on the show, and you're like, I'm kayaking. And I was like, all right, sorry, Danny.
I'm always there, right? So I'm coming. It's dark already, right? And they have a little lounge there. Coming out of the lounge area, I get out and I look up in the air, and there was these lights, just like the Phoenix lights, except now people are going to tell me I saw the satellite. I know that's what they're going to say, must satellite, but it was like the Phoenix lights, except they were this way. They were this way.
Up just
and,
vertical.
They're vertical, up and down. And then I'm getting in my car and I look up, I'm like, what the fuck? Honest to God, that's what I was thinking. I was what the hell is that? It's like my girlfriend was ahead of me in a car. I hurry up and call her. I'm like, there's a fucking UFO, I said to her. And as she looks up, they start disappearing. And they just disappeared one at a time and then they were gone. And then
I don't think Musk's satellite does
that. My girlfriend's like, it's probably the satellite, this and that. So then I ask people and everybody's telling me it's a satellite. But I was thinking, to me, it looked just like the Phoenix Lights, except it was vertical. Honest to God.
Could be a Starlink.
It could. That's what people are saying.
Well, that's because I've seen videos of it traveling.
Yeah,
right.
And it's been Starlink.
Well, but Starlink could also reflect in the way that you say because there's the solar panels.
Travis, shut up! You're killing the vibe.
Refracting the light in different ways.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not saying it was UFO. It was definitely weird.
It was an anomaly. It's a UAP.
And there was probably I'm going to say there was 10 lights. It was probably 10 big lights. It was crazy. And it was low. It wasn't that high. I mean, to me, it was weird. But who knows? And one more thing.
Oh, okay.
We're riding through the desert, coming from Lake. Do you know where Colville Bay is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We're coming back from Colville Bay into where Lake Las Vegas is. Mm-hmm. We're maybe about 4 miles to the gate. Okay, from the Lake Mead gate. All of a sudden, the desert just boom, lit up. Like there was a spark. The whole desert lit up. I said to my girlfriend, "What the fuck? What was that? The whole entire desert lit up like a power surge or something. It was crazy." So I think there's weird things. And I think, I'm hoping that it all comes out in my lifetime. I got about 25 more years on this planet. You guys at least have 50, 60 years. So I guarantee you're going to find out. You guys will find out. I don't know if I will.
I sure hope
so. That's very depressing. All right, let's see what other incidents we can identify.
What?
More UFOs. So we have the Travis Walton incident.
Got it. Love that one.
Long one on this one. Barney and Betty Hill.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What's crazy is their, I think, granddaughter is a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Really?
Angela Hill. Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. That's crazy.
She talked about it, I think, a little bit on Rogan, right?
And I believe this one, too.
Did she go back on?
Oh, no. Okay. I knew about this for a year. Yeah, this one was crazy. I covered it a little bit in one of our old documentary videos. About this, and it was crazy because they were just driving and they got picked up and or it was like coming at them, and they were in their car, and they were like, "Whoa, holy shit, what is that?"
Yeah, man, and I believe them too.
I believe them too.
There's no, there's nothing for them to gain from that.
Yes.
All right, the next one. Come on. Lead masks case. I haven't heard of that one.
I've never heard of that either. I don't know what that is. I'll look it up, though.
1966.
I can't remember that, what that one was. That might be the Brazil, thing that happened in Brazil.
Oh, the Brazil incident is insane.
The one that the guy that was on Rogan covered is from the 90s.
Okay.
The one that...
Did you watch a documentary on the Brazil thing?
I did not yet.
You have to watch it. Yeah. That's the best UFO
documentary. Yeah, I know. I tried
you're
going to
gonna watch that and you're going
to
totally believe it happened. You're going to.
James Fox?
Yes.
Yeah, I reached out to him. He said he'd come on the show, but then...
Are you serious?
But then he got busy with his next documentary. Yeah, he said he'd come on the show.
Does he live here in Vegas or no?
I don't think so, but Zoom, he said 100%.
All right.
All right, so the next one. That was it. All right.
Which one would you put your hat on? Like, if you had to say, this is for sure true.
I would say Barney and Betty Hill.
I would say either him or Travis.
Travis Walton for sure. Yeah. Like, that one was crazy.
Yeah, I would say that Travis Walton. And did you watch the movie?
I did not.
The movie's great. You got to watch that, too.
I know. I've heard it's too great.
It is. And
it's like too realistic depicting.
And you know what? It's very good. It's not generic. It's not like a Tubi movie. It's a good movie. I'm not cutting on Tubi, but... Because I did try out for a part on Tubi. I was horrible. I can't be an actor.
Wait, you can put anything on Tubi. Listen, you can put anything on Tubi.
Honest to God, I did go for an acting audition, and I was freaking horrible. I can't be an actor.
You were like, hello, I am Danny Minor.
He was unalived.
That's
like you're a one-trick pony. You just go in there and do your team.
He was unalived in front of the school.
Travis, you're going to laugh. I went through this thing, and my girlfriend, I came back from the audition, and I'm like, I don't think I got the part. I was horrible. My girlfriend's like, what would make you think you're an actor?
Damn, Danny.
She's going, did you ever act in your life? Did you ever act in a play? What would make you think you're an actor? I don't know.
And
I just thought I
would just want some support for once, goddammit.
That's what I tell her. Because she thinks I'm nuts. She hates this.
Even though you make a decent income from doing it?
This is what I tell her. I tell her, do you want to eat? Because she always gets mad at me because I'm making videos. She's like, can we at least just have one day without you making videos? And I tell her, do you want to eat? That's what I tell her. Do you want to eat?
All right, man. This next video says these drivers are crazy. Oh, it's an Instagram one. Instagram is the craziest ones.
There's nothing super bad. I didn't get anything too crazy this time around.
Oh, yeah. This one?
Yeah. Look at these motherfuckers.
Jesus.
Is that not sped up?
No.
No. I think
it might be slightly, but like still. Bro, he was going to go for it and he saw the car, the bike.
Are they that impatient?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been in Bangladesh.
Bro, this is why
oh, it's a South Asian.
When people say I want to travel, it's like it's beautiful out there. I'm like, yeah, but like the infrastructure though.
Yeah, I think it's rough when you hit like the high population areas.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
Okay.
I went, when I retired from police work, me and my girlfriend,
which you are a retired detective.
Yes. I'm retired by 8 years now.
Okay.
Me and my girlfriend, we retired before we moved to Vegas. We knew we were moving to Vegas. We had about 4 months before we moved to Vegas.
Right.
And we decided just to hop in the car and take a vacation. Wherever we stop, we stop. So we traveled for two weeks all the way up to Maine in that area and stuff. We stopped at Lizzie Borden's house.
Oh, no way.
Yes. We got the tour through Lizzie Borden's house.
Dude.
Then we went to the cemetery and saw her grave.
Dude.
Yeah. That was actually a good time. really was. It was cool.
That's like a bucket list for me. Is it like go and visit there?
It was awesome. They gave us a tour.
Lizzie Borden
I sat
is
on the couch where her father was hacked. I sat on the couch. They took us in the bedroom where the mother got hacked and she killed the father on the couch. And
do you really think she did it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if she did it either.
I could see her doing it, but also did you listen to the last pod version? So we listened to the show called Last Podcast on the Left, and they do deep dives on these things. And they definitely think it was her.
Do they?
Yeah, they think she was just deranged enough. But then she lived a normal life afterwards.
Yeah, because she wasn't. Was she charged and then acquitted?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I think she did get off though. I think you're right. I could be wrong, but I think you did. But yeah, we went to the cemetery, and that's people awesome. Put Dang. Stuff by her grave and all that stuff. But it was neat.
Put like a Four Loko.
Let
her have a good time.
They have a gift shop. You can buy a Lizzie Borden cup, everything in the back of the house.
You can make a kill through the gift shop.
Caden just super chatted $1.99. So hey! Caden's gonna get a wheel spin. You guys both might be dripped out.
Come on. I hope she gets some puffy slippers, because I'm gonna steal them.
She's gonna get the coaster that you. Let's spin it again. Because you can.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
I want to give that away to somebody else.
Caden is your wife, by the way.
Yeah, I make her whatever she wants.
I swear.
There's no way.
All right, Caden, we're gonna spin again.
I gotta get one of them. There you go.
Ah, we got puppy slippers.
Oh, wait, we're good.
Yep,
we're good.
Puffy slippers. All right, Caden, you got some puffy slippers. Thank you so much for your support, Caden, and thank you for allowing Franny to go out tonight and spend time with us. It's late at night.
She's hitting it big at bingo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, them grannies pissed at her right now.
Yep.
All right, this next video, Danny says, cute little family. I don't like that. That can't. Oh, my God.
What is it? Ooh.
What the fuck? God damn,
Come
Franny.
On, man, they're cute.
What is that?
But
is this a centipede or a millipede?
Is the mother dying? Like, you have to die to give birth? Because that looks like it's...
No.
Oh, no, it's just wrapped around. That, in a way, it is kind of cute.
It is kind of cute. Yeah. Like, they're all little babies.
Yeah, okay. Crunching it would be gross.
Not with the puffies, man.
No, not with the puffies. They would go through the puffy. That's how comfy they are.
Dang. It's like walking on clouds.
Poop
clouds.
Poop clouds. Kyle's going to kill us for saying that. Oh, man.
Do you get your videos taken down sometime on TikTok, though?
Not taken down on TikTok, but YouTube, I have to fight it a lot.
Yeah, because every time I do like a paranormal one, every once in a while I'll do one. And they give me problems about it sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, like they won't pay me for it, or they'll say it's a community guidelines violation, and because people report it as fake news or whatever. So I kind of stay away from it because I've had videos taken down because of it. But I figure you guys are doing it full time. You know better than I do.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had any problems with videos getting taken down or not.
YouTube gives you more of a problem. Sometimes.
Yeah, like these videos. Like if there's music playing, sometimes it'll flag it and sometimes block it.
Oh, just if a music's playing.
Yeah, but
I just got that today.
Yeah, thankfully YouTube has a feature built in where it'll just either mute or cut that section.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right.
But Christina said, I'm blocking this account now. Never show me that again. Lori said that gave her the chills. Mari said it's beautiful. And then Caden said the universe wanted me to have the coaster, but yay, puffy slippers.
I will make whatever coaster design you desire, my love.
Sorry.
Good man. You get to live another day.
Yep. What time is it? Ooh, I think we're getting close Spooky to our next time. Guest. Did we tell him 1 or 1:30? I think 1:30 is what we told him.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Oh, let me reach out to my next
Listen,
guest.
I'm just glad you gave me some time because I hit South Point. I won $126.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Listen, I was excited to win $126.
Hey, give us some of that and you can get raffled into this.
I'll give you $5.
You want to spin the wheel?
Yeah, I'll give you $5.
Yeah. All right, Danny, we'll spin the wheel
for you. There is an exchange happening here.
All right, here's $5.
All right, hey, first IRL super chat. We're going to have to frame
this. Does that count as I get a spin?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a spin right now.
All right. Do you have nines in case I get the slippers?
There's a bunch of sizes. All right, let's see what Danny Miner is getting.
It's the t-shirt! Right. Hell yeah!
I'm going to send you a t-shirt, Danny. Text me your address after this, I will send one out to you.
Sounds good.
Hey, appreciate it. Yeah. IRL super chats are a thing. You can do that. Just P.O. box. Just send cash.
Send it to Sticky Paw Studios. Yeah.
Man. Let me see if... Okay, so we got about 20 minutes for our next guest. So we got a couple more videos
right,
we can
cool.
do with Danny.
Sweet.
This one says, a horrible freak accident. I'm now scared of... Oh, God. Of escalators.
This one's a description of it, so it's not going to show anything graphic.
Macabre freak deaths. Escalator edition. There are an average of 30 escalator-related deaths each year. Many are caused by falls, but some result in scalping.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
This is one of those stories.
Ugh.
In the beginning of 2014, a woman was commuting using the subway in Canada when she stepped on an escalator at
Let's say
station.
It's always China.
January weather can bring below zero
infrastructure.
Steps, so she was bundled up with a long coat and scarf.
Population.
Once she neared the bottom of the escalator, something caused her to drop. It's unclear whether her scarf got caught in the mechanical parts pulling her down.
This is horrible.
Or she
Oh, I can't even listen to this.
To get caught. Either way, her scarf grew tighter and
it caused her to unalive.
Cutting off air. She desperately tugged and scratched.
That's going to be terrifying knowing, like, oh, I'm going.
It's like Final Destination.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that is in Final Destination.
Yeah, the latest one, I think.
And head was completely
still making them?
Against the grating.
Yeah, they're rebooting it again.
Her hair was being yanked by the bundle until
Bloodlines.
Pieces of her scalp were torn from her head.
Oh,
a
Jesus.
People spotted her and rushed to try and help, but they were unable to get her free.
Unable to just press a stop button.
Where's the e-stop? Where's the e-stop? Okay, pirates.
Water jet machine.
The best that they could do call for help.
The best thing you do is call for help. Hey, we're gonna need to clean up over here. That's fucked, man.
Yeah.
God.
Should have cut her neck off to breathe.
What?
Put a trach.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would
work. That's not cutting her neck off, Travis.
No, it's the
blood
loss.
Supply.
Yeah, not air.
Yeah.
Oh man, we got X with a $1.99 super chat saying, "Been watching on Facebook/YouTube. Keep up the love." Keep it up. Love the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Spin the wheel for you?
Spin that wheel. Oh, another t-shirt.
All
You're
right.
going to love the t-shirts.
Yeah. Email me your size and address and name to bj@stickypawstudios.com, and I will get you a shirt sent out ASAP.
Is that them?
Yeah, this one
like
right
it.
Here. It's
like
a nice shirt.
I
love
it. Like
it's, it's a really nice shirt.
I'll wear it on my TikTok stuff.
I'll just give you this one right now. I'll just hand it to you.
Stinky one.
Stinky.
All right, Jamie, so we played a game with our last guest, and I want to play this game with you. So on the games that we've been doing today, we've been doing push-ups, which I... Fuck that. we've been doing landing a flight simulator jet one-to-one F-18, like a realistic F, and I've landed it twice because I'm that fucking guy.
Okay.
Third was... I think we had like a sports bet thing, which I don't think anybody else did besides Travis and myself. So I'm going to win.
I think Georgia did too.
And this last one was name Pokemon. You might be a little too past that, but there was they did a thing on their episode. Go, who's that Pokemon? And then they would go. It would be a silhouette, and then they go to commercial.
Okay, and you have to see the silhouette and pick who.
Yeah.
To die.
So I am going to play with you. Who's okay. that cryptid?
Okay.
So here is the first one, and let me know if you need a hint. Here is the first one.
Skinwalker. Or
oh my
Damn!
God!
Wow!
All right,
instantly.
Danny. All right, Danny.
I would have guessed deformed
what's,
dog.
What's the record right now? Stephanie got 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to beat 8.
Oh, I don't know if I'll do that.
You might.
This is the easy one.
Bigfoot.
Don't worry. All right.
Ugh. Koopa Chaba or whatever.
That counts. That counts. Koopa Chaba. That counts.
I couldn't remember the name.
Oh, he's not going to get this.
Mothman.
No.
Fuck.
All right, we're moving on.
All right.
We're moving on.
You're not going to tell me what it is?
No.
Okay.
Because the other guests might be listening.
Oh, Goatman.
All right. So what do we have? We're at 3 for 4? I usually keep track.
Four or five.
4 out of 5. Okay, we're 4 out of 5.
What did I need? 8 out of 10. So I can't get another one wrong to win.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Ah. It's a deer.
Deer man.
It's original, originating from Algonquin folklore.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Danny.
Dinosaur.
So this one, I know what your first guess is going to be. It's not that.
Okay.
It's not that. It might be the easy guess. It's a hard one.
The Loch Ness Monster.
No, but that's your first guess. I told you that's all right, Danny. You're already still doing better than Travis.
Mothman.
All right.
Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, you're not even letting me finish.
Crumpet. Yes!
There we go.
What was that?
G7.
I almost did it! You almost tied.
Yeah.
So you're second right now.
All right,
second. Cool. Hey, Danny is second. Danny, Thank you so much for coming on
no
such
problem,
a late time.
Man. No, listen, I want $126 to keep me here, so I'm good. I'm good.
It's a gift that keeps on giving. Where can the people find you if they don't already know who you are? What do you got going on these days?
Listen, even though I have a lot of followers, I've only been recognized once, and that was at South Point.
And it was by me.
Some guy said to me, the investigator. And I said, the crime solver. And he said, oh, yeah, I see you on TikTok. So I was only once people recognized me. Shit. But it's at the crime solver. I'm thinking about changing that name because my podcast is The Minor Details. So I think
that's a cool name. That's a cool name.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to that.
That's nice. I like that.
The only reason I didn't want to change the crime solver because I know Colmeyer wants it, and I don't want to change it because of him. That's the honest God truth. I know I change it, Colmeyer's going
to
grab it.
He's a good guy to have in your corner because he'll buy you like 19 websites. And you'll have them. I'm not even kidding.
No. What you need to do, Danny, is you need to buy the websites and all the like the rights he would want, the phone numbers he would want, and then just sell it back to him.
But for like exorbitant amounts of money.
I'm going to tell you right. I know you're kicking me off here, but just give me one second.
No, you're good. You're good.
It was so funny. I know that, Travis. And when I came up with the minor details, I immediately bought the website because I knew I have him blocked on everything, but I knew he would somehow find it and try to buy it on me. I swear
he's
to
that
God.
Petty?
Yes.
You think he's that petty?
So he was nice tonight. He was nice. Yeah. But I did buy the website right away because I thought this guy is going to buy my website. I know he is. But
hey, he didn't. You have the website.
I have it. The minor details.
What about 877 minor details? Do you have that?
877 minor details or 702 minor details?
Listen, thanks. I'll drink the water. Danny, I'm gonna text you my address.
Yes, text
I have
it
a
to
P.O.
Me.
Box on TikTok. So
okay. Yeah, absolutely. Danny, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming
nice
on.
Meeting you, man.
Nice meeting you.
All right. Thanks, Travis. We'll see you guys.
Te amo.
Danny Miner, everybody. Danny Miner, he's going to eat shit. If he doesn't, he's not careful. Danny.
I'm old.
Hey, go Chargers, right?
Go Chargers.
I almost just ate it again. You almost just ate it again. Thank you so much, Danny.